Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Shabbos 112, and today's Daf Yomi on Kuf Yud Beis Ema Beis. The Talmud teaches us the following. We have a teaching that we've already discussed several times in Maseches Shabbos, and this is based upon a Mishnah in Tractate Kelim, Chapter 17, First Mishnah, where it talks about Kol Koi Balei Batim, that any wooden utensil that a person owns, that a non-artisan owns, if it became Tamei, then what is the amount, the way it could become Tahor, the way it could become ritually pure again, as if it's broken so or unusable? What is the general size that it needs to be broken in order to be used? Shiur and Karimonim, the amount where it needs to be have a hole in it in order to become nullified from its original utensil and to become tahor again, is if it has a hole that a pomegranate can fall through. And so therefore, if it has such a big hole that a pomegranate can fall through, then it's no longer going to be considered a utensil for its purpose, and therefore it's no longer tummy. But if it will be a smaller hole, then a person will try to use the utensil and he will not nullify it. So in this context, by Chizkiah asked the question, Nikav Kamotzi Zayas, let's say a person has a hole in his utensil that's the size of just an olive, so therefore it's not nullified. It wasn't the size of a pomegranate, but what the person did was, it's a sumo, he closed it up, and which he's perfectly capable of doing, so it's still tame, v'chaz or v'nikav, and then he got another hole the size of an olive, and again, he closed it up, kamotzi zayis, was a sumo, again closed it up, ad shehishlimo, Motzi Rimo, but then what happened was eventually it became the size of a pomegranate. So there, even though at any one point it didn't have the size of a pomegranate, but it had many small holes, and each of them together combined to be the size of a pomegranate. So under those conditions, Mahu, what do we say there? Do we say that all of the utensils become the size of a pomegranate, that since all of them added up to the size of a pomegranate, therefore it's tahor? Or do we say since no, at any one time it was never the size of a pomegranate, it's not tahor, it still remains Tameh? So this question was Chizkiah asked to Rabbi Yochanan, and so Rabbi Yochanan responds to Chizkiah, his teacher, and he says, Rabbi, Shani Salanu, he said, you taught us this Mishnah. He said, what did you teach us? You taught us from chapter 26 of Kelim, the following principle, Sandal Shanifsika Achas Me'az. Now let's say you have one of the straps of the sandal, one of its ears broke, and he fixed it, Vitikna, then we're going to say, still, even though one of its ears fixed and broke and he fixed it, Tamei Midrash, it's still going to be considered to be Tamei Midrash, which is Tuma from a Zav trampling on it or walking on it. But Nifska Shnia Vitikna, but if the second ear of the shoe broke, then Tar Mina Midrash of Tamei Magav Midrash, then he's going to be ritually pure from the trampling of the Zav, but it's still going to be Tamei for touching, and it's still going to be considered to be Tamei from Maga and from Midras. And so that is, so the way Rashi explains is that it's no longer able to make others Tamei, so therefore it's no longer able to impart the Tuma of the Zav, but it's still going to be considered what's called a Rishon Tuma. It's still going to be considered a first degree Tuma because it's still able to wear it because it's fixed. And so therefore it's also going to be able to be used as a shoe. And so therefore we see from here, it's not able to impart the tumah, but it itself is tumah. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Why Maishna Rishona? What's the reason why when the first one breaks, it's still Tamei Da'akai Mashniya? Because the second one is still there. And so now, Hametakna Rishona. But now that Shniya Nami, Hametakna Rishona, the second one also, even when it breaks, the shoe should still become Tamei because the first one has been fixed already. So in both cases, you've had one broken strap. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Chizkiah, Amr Solano, you yourself taught us that the reason is because we have this principle of panim chadashos ba'olikan, that it's now a completely new shoe because the situation we were in, we were not there before. It's like a new face. And so therefore, even though now that when the second strap breaks, the first strap has been fixed, since the first strap had already been broken, now it's like a new strap. And so therefore, that's the principle of Panam Chadoshos. We should note tangentially that this is also a din in Safros, that if you take first apart, that you're not allowed to scrape away a letter, which is called choktochos, and thereby make the letter, by scraping away ink to form the letter. But let's say you write additional stuff on the letter and then scrape away a different part of it. That's also not allowed, because that's the din of what's called panim chadashos. So anyway, when Rabbi Yochanan said this to Chizkiah, Chizkiah responds to Rabbi Yochanan, he says about this man, Rabbi Yochanan, he's not a person, he is an angel. And Ikadamri, somebody said, Kagon Dain Baranish, a person like this is a person. This is somebody who is a distinguished person. So says Rabbi Zeir, in the name of Rava Bar Zimuna, Imri Shonim B'nei Malachim, if the earlier generations were children of angels, Anu B'nei Anoshim, then we are people. And Imri Shonim B'nei Anoshim, and if the earlier generations are people, then Anu Chamorim, then we are like donkeys. And not like the donkey Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, but like the Rebbe who robbers stole and he didn't, and he, not like the donkey of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, or the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who were special donkeys who wouldn't eat food that was tithed, but Ella Kashar Chamorim, but like a regular donkey. What does this mean? It means if we view the earlier generations as angels, then we could be human beings. Then we're like distinguished. But if we view the earlier generation just as regular people, then we're basically missing the point and we're no better than donkeys. That's the Hasidic interpretation of this beautiful saying.